one of life's biggest mysteries, our purpose. We ask ourselves this question from time to time. In fact, I did a quick search on Google. I just typed, "What is my life purpose?" And this is what it came up with. Your life purpose consists of the central motivating aims of your life. The reason you get up in the morning. Purpose can guide life decisions, influence behavior, shape goals, offer a sense of direction, and create meaning. For some people, purpose is connected to vocation, meaningful, satisfying work. A lot of us kind of wait, probably until we reach the middle of our lives, and then try to figure out what it is exactly that we seek to find or get out of life. And a lot of us in our 40s, 50s are still seeking that career, maybe still. It's inevitable and it's exciting, and we may want to try out things that are daring or new to us to somehow find those answers. It is a very difficult question, especially when it comes to making yourself something in this life, trying to make your mark before you leave this world. You know, how long do you have left in this world? We are a matter of days, matter of weeks, could be a matter of a couple of months, and could be years. No one knows the true answer as to how long we have left on this earth as individuals. And, you know, we might have things that occur in our lives where we question ourselves or question our ending. Like just recently, I had a very tough time with COVID symptoms, flu, because you still hear it in my voice. And it just kind of opens my eyes in the wonder of what if. What if I didn't get through what I'm going through right now? What if there's a reason or meaning behind my suffering? And of course, as a Muslim, we turn to Allah. We ask from Allah. And I'm amazed and I'm very blessed in that sense as a Muslim, that at least I can turn to Allah. At least I can ask through prayer. At least I am able to be patient and be rewarded for that patience. And that's the beauty about being a Muslim. I just love that fact that no matter what I'm going through, as long as I have Allah with me, I'm gaining. I'm constantly gaining. And the rewards are immense as long as we remain patient. So, our purpose? Our purpose is really simple, but we tend to complicate it with our needs, our desires, our wants, and maybe certain thing might not work out for you, and again you question yourself. You may be struggling to earn money just to get by, yet we're told as Muslims, as human beings, to look at those below us. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reminded us of these things. And I always wondered, you know, what kind of a life did he live? You know, he could have had everything. He had the world at his grasp. He had all the riches. But he decided to ensure the people around him were good, were taken care of, were fed properly, look after the orphans. And just that in itself. Living a simple, minimal life. You know, we have our beautiful homes. In those days, most of our prophets, Sahabas, lived in huts. They were very small places, living spaces. And they were more than enough for a person. That's the thing as a human being, the status of wanting and needing all the time. And I find that the more you need, the more you raise your expectation or level of need, you're just kind of setting yourself up for disappointment, to be honest. Why would a human being want to do that? You know, if you're purpose-driven, that's different, of course. You know, you want to make something of yourself, that's good. Alhamdulillah, that's great. But what about those moments when you contemplate and you're in your own space and your thoughts wander and you ask yourself, what am I really here for? What is my purpose? Why has Allah sent me on this earth? Some people think they were born to suffer. Some people feel like they just go through constant pain and agony, whether it's through their bodies, through their minds. It's just amazing how a mind, what you feed it, what it goes through, what it experiences. If it's somewhat traumatic and even if it's words, it could eventually manifest into something physical that could hurt you. That, you know, your body tries to endure, but eventually it can hurt that part of the body, whatever you're directing it towards. And each of us go through these things. And most of the time it's down to our needs, our wants, if they are not met, or if someone wants to just go out of their way and hurt you with their words. And I feel like if you go through life letting words of others impact you in that sense, eventually it will manifest into something physical. It will hurt you. You start to believe in these things. And that's one thing you need to try to avoid. You need to ask yourself, does it serve my purpose? Does it benefit me by listening to these words, by letting them into my space, etc.? And you know the answers to that already. You know the answers. You just got to tell yourself what's right and what's wrong for you and accept what is good, especially if it's positive. It can help you. And that's the whole purpose of trying to build yourself, develop yourself as a human being. And that way you can filter out anything that's negative around you. Like they say, you become your environment. Yes, only to a certain extent. You're able to control some of your environment as long as you learn to adapt, learn to find ways to filter out the bad things and know what's right and allow that into your space. It is a very difficult task to do, and it you know, initially it will be a learning curve for you, but you will get there eventually. And it will take time, you know, whatever you go through, whether it's failures, whether it's obstacles, anything that comes in your way, you learn to work your way around them and you use them as obstacles and instruments to help you instead of things that are in your way. And again, when it comes to being a purpose-driven individual, it gives you that insight. Look, if I allow this in my space, if I allow it to hurt me or stop me in my tracks or my vision, my journey, then I'm only stopping myself. I'm only stopping my purpose, whatever I'm trying to achieve. So focusing on your journey, embracing your journey, your purpose, it can make all the difference in your life. So going back to purpose, happiness, we don't find it in money. We don't find it in the luxuries of this world. You ask a millionaire or even a member of a family who is a millionaire, they don't find happiness in money. Okay, I get it. You know, some money does help. You pay your bills, etc. But we can live very minimal lives. We don't need most of the things that we buy for ourselves, you know. Wealth doesn't bring that much happiness. As long as you have enough, that will help you and a bit more to, you know, have some enjoyment, of course. But the bottom line is, our purpose here is to worship Allah. That's our primary aim, our goal. As a believer of this life and the fact that we're leaving this world one day, we're not here forever. We work for our hereafter. And that's all it is. It's just a Muslim worships one God and all the prophets that were sent by a God, by Allah, they were warners to the people of their time. And there are no other prophets to come. There are no other warnings to come. So your purpose is simple. Worship Allah and accept Allah's will over your own. Total submission to Allah, accepting all conditions, understanding that the decree of Allah is not there for us to understand, but it is there to accept. Because you know, so many things in this life that we aren't able to explain. People say, why do certain things happen? Why do children suffer? Why is there poverty? Why this? Why that? We're not here to question the decree. We are here to accept. That doesn't make us any less of a human being if we don't know the answers to everything. We'll never know the answers to everything. We'll never know why Allah does certain things. Allah knows and we do not. He knows best and we do not. So our focus, our purpose, gain your good deeds, accumulate them, unlike your wealth. Getting to a mindset that is going to help you, an attitude that will make you appreciate the things around you, even if it's the simple things, such as clean water. Understanding that this life is a test. The life in the grave is a resting or waiting place before the day of judgment. Understanding these things. And then understanding that when the day of judgment comes, it brings about clear understanding of what will happen to us on an individual basis. We're not going to have friends. We're not going to have family. We're not going to have anyone to hold our hands or help us. It's just between you and Allah. And there is a permanent afterlife, which is after our accountability, our judgment is served. So your question is, do you want to live a permanent life of punishment? Or do you want to live in Jannah, which is the infinite abode, our real, real home? If you want to live a life of sin, understand that hell awaits you. It's as simple as that. You want to do that? You go ahead. Do that. If you want to live a life where you're not praying, you're not being grateful for what Allah provides for you, you're not doing those simple things, then know that a punishment is coming. But yet if you want to live a life of goodness, by helping yourself and those around you, being wary and knowing that you're going to leave this life one day, you're going to be spending some time in your grave until the judgment comes. So as long as you have no doubt in your mind that Allah is one, we are created by Allah, we are going to spend a small period of time in this world, which is the dunya, and then we will die. We will spend some time in our graves. And even our graves will either be a pleasant place or a place of doom, based on our actions or how we lived in this world. And then we are resurrected for the day of judgment. Everyone will be judged according to their lives, how they lived. And Allah will judge each and every one of us. And then we will live our lives out in the infinite, whether that's heaven or hell. May Allah grant us heaven, paradise, Jannah. Ameen. So as Muslims, we believe and declare that there is no God but Allah, and Allah is one. We only worship Him. He has no partners, no helpers. He has no children. And He created each and every one of us. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and final messenger of Allah. We must also establish 5 regular prayers. We should also pay the zakah, which is about 2.5% of one's holdings annually. And then we fast during the month of Ramadan. And when you are able to do so once in a lifetime, you perform the pilgrimage, which is to visit the house of Allah in Makkah. So if you believe in one Allah, if you aren't a Muslim right now and you're listening to this, you need to ask yourself, do I want to live an infinite abode of hell or heaven? I know what I would want. I want to leave you with that thought. I'm going to leave you with that reason of why you are here as a human being, what your real purpose is.